never sinned.
That feels so good. It really does feel good. That's why the devil wants you conscious of your sin, conscious of your weakness. Yourself, weakness. All of a sudden, you're disqualified to pray for the sick, disqualified to have courage. All of a sudden, well, I'm just a hypocrite. Well, I'm not this. That's deception. Watch this. I'm standing in the garden of God's delight in paradise. And I've never eaten the tree as far as he's concerned. Deep in my heart, I know better. And I love him because of it. Because that's his first love. It's God coming and saying, Dan, I want to wash you clean. I want you to fulfill the will that I called you. Dan, I've been pulling on your heart for 15 years. Stop ignoring me. Turn. Yeah, but God, it's too late. You don't know what Yeah, I'm God. I know what you've done. Yeah, but God. Shh. I love you. Yeah, but God. Shh. I love you. Be washed and cleansed and filled with my Spirit. Now the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Watch. Now what I was subject to because of my sin is in subjection to me in Christ. What I had no control or power over because I was deceivingly serving it and feeding it and fueling it, now I can crush it by the power of His Spirit.
Amen.
Man, you can feel that. You just feel that. It's like good. Come on, stay with me here. See, that's the manifold wisdom of God. According to the eternal. See, this thing is forever. God's not nothing like the devil, see? That almost sounds, it's so contrast, almost sounds blasphemous trying to say. It's total opposites, total. Satan will even use people and he won't bother people that are serving him for a while. And they almost feel like it's good to just, you know. But he will get them. He will destroy them at some point. What God's done is forever. It's eternal. It's an eternal purpose. It's everlasting. I know it'll sound funny, but flow with me. A million years from now, He's not going to stop the music and say, wait, I don't think I should have saved Dan. There was something I forgot. I'm in. By the mercy of God and the blood of His Son, I'm in. I'm no longer blind. I'm no longer deceived. I want to serve God. Do you understand? Yay. Watch, I'm in. And I'm never going to die. Ever. You say, yeah, well, it's appointed once for every man. That's transition. That's just absent from the body, present with the Lord. Hello, Jesus. So where's the fear in this thing? There is none. If God be for us, who can be against us? He's always with us. He's as close as the mention of His name. He'll never leave us or forsake us. It's the eternal purpose. Now watch. He accomplished it in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's nothing else to do. It's done. It's time for us to walk it out. We've got to walk out the gospel. We've got to walk out the gospel. Why is it important to talk like this? Because if we don't get militant and we don't see we're soldiers in the army of God and we don't understand that we're equipped with power, we'll just be confessing Christians and we'll try to live a pretty good moral life and we won't hurt anybody, you know. We might be wrong. We might be hurting a whole lot of people by not laying a hold of this truth. Because God, see, we're not waiting on God. We're really not. Where healing and deliverance and freedom is concerned, God's waiting for us to say, yes. This is the reason Jesus says, if you come after me, you got to first deny yourself. It's the biggest stumbling block on the face of the earth. Yourself, your flesh, those desires. Those dreams. They're all rubbish. They're zero in the light of Him. True? Yourself is the biggest stumbling block. That's why the devil, he'll just play snake in the grass. He won't even let you. You might just think it's you. I just this and that and this and that. If you ever really, really look at the gospel, He's talking about your life being His life. It's not your own. You're bought with a price. Lose your life to find it. Find it, you lost it.